Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hello, and welcome back to the Masked Singer Wrap-Up Podcast. We're here today to talk about Group B in all its glory, and I'm very excited about it. Masked Singer, again, Season 5 has just started, and it's been on all cylinders, and it's been a great time. I am your host, Puya, the eye patch, Zen Vakili, back once again. And of course, as always, I'm not here alone. I could not do this by myself. I've got my ride or die with me, my partner in crime. It's Liana the Plank Boris. Liana, how are you doing today?
Ba-boom! You could build a whole house out of this plank because I am ready to go.
That makes sense.
At all. But here we are, ready to talk Masked Singer, going through Group B, reliving the trauma of Kermit being unmasked. But that's okay because we're on to the next group of singers.
Yes, we are. And right out the gate, it's St. Patrick's Day on the show. Let's talk about that real quick, because none of the songs were St. Patrick's themed. But what did you think of the St. Patrick's Day motif on the show this episode?
Well, it wasn't so obvious to me, and that could be because I'm an idiot, but it felt like every once in a while I was like, this is an odd music choice for the Masked Singer, or like, why is there a rainbow? And then eventually it all sort of came together. I feel like the Masked Singer has done this previously where they've done different holidays, but I don't think they've ever done St. Paddy's Day before, which I don't know. Is that an obscure choice?
I don't know if it's an obscure choice. I think that Yes, they have. I was about to be like, have they had a season where St. Patrick's Day would have been in the middle of it? Definitely.
Yeah.
I think I don't know. Sometimes it feels like they're slapping a theme on to slap a theme on. Like there was that last season when randomly one of the rounds had Christmas theme to it, but like you didn't necessarily have to sing Christmas tunes. But this is a more obscure one for sure. If you consider, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Valentine's Day. I think St. Paddy's would fall lower on the list. So
I just wonder if they added the stuff with Ken at the beginning with the St. Paddy's Day outfit and post. They were like, yeah, sure. Hey, that's lucky. It falls on St. Patrick's Day. Let's go film some old stuff and like try to fit it in. We obviously know that they have no problems with continuity because they just are still using the audience shots from what, like two seasons ago now?
If you went to the Masked Singer tapings in season 3, it's paying in dividends.
Yeah, exactly. Masked Singer season 4, Masked Singer season 5, and the Masked Dancer. Like all those shots are coming from previous seasons. That's so wild.
And I think most of them are season 3 just because of the fact that I believe the season 3 stage was a little bit more different, dare I say.
I think. Well, like what season did they redo it? Was that season 2 or season 3? Well, I don't know. It probably doesn't matter because TBH, like it's just a shot of audience members. It doesn't matter.
It's all
like,
the same.
I can't tell the difference. I'm not paying attention. Plus, I don't think they care. But no. Anyway.
What did you think of the fact that the narration at the start of the episode recapping the episode were not Niecy Nash and were a Nick Cannon?
They're really going out of their way to make it clear that she is the guest host, because even when she introduced herself at the beginning of this episode, it was, I'm Niecy Nash, guest host, filling in for Nick Cannon. All of those things are not necessary. You can just say that you could even say you're guest hosting. That's fine. No. I just think they're trying to emphasize it. Like, don't worry, guys, Nick Cannon will be back.
Yeah, like no offense to Nick Cannon, but who's emailing Fox being like, hey, where's Nick Cannon? You promised Nick Cannon. Where's Nick Cannon? I want Nick Cannon. Like, no one cares.
No one cares. I don't know. Maybe.
She's killing it.
Oh, she's doing fabulous. I would love her to stay.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's like part of some union, or he's got a rabid fan base that really they're just like they're the Nick Carters or Nick Cannon stands, and they're just like coming for Fox.
I feel like, and you know, feel free to tell me no, but What is stopping them from having them co-host it? Why can't they have both?
Ooh, but isn't that going to be what American Idol did their first season, where it was Ryan Seacrest and what was that guy's name? Dinkleberry? Oh, God, what was that guy's name?
That is so not someone's name.
Yes, it is. Yes. Okay, well, that's probably not someone's name. American Idol season one host. What was that guy's name? The other guy.
Dunkelman.
Ryan Dunkelman. Boom. I nailed it. See, I was so close.
Yeah, yeah. You said...
Dinkelberg. That's close-ish.
No.
Yeah, Brian. Brian, obviously Brian Dunkelman.
So
what did he go on to do? Could he be on The Masked Singer one day?
I feel like the banter between Niecy and Nick would be good, and I like the idea that, like, you know, for example, the thingamajig had like a storyline with Nicole. I like the idea of like both hosts being involved in some way, and like there being multiple storylines with the hosts and everything. I do like that idea. And I think that she's earned, very much to me, earned a spot on the show. I would like for her to have a spot on the show.
I'm totally okay with that. I mean, I'm not totally okay with the fact that you just glossed over Brian Dunkelman as a concept and we're not diving further into that. But in the consideration that we have a lot to talk about, we can skip over that. But I agree ultimately on the two of them co-hosting. I would be totally fine with that.
I didn't watch season one of American Idol. I've watched one season to completion.
Was that Chris Daughtry season?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Season Rottweiler, five. Baby.
That's the one. Taylor Hicks still doing nothing. Okay, moving on. Okay, so St. Patty's theme, we talked about that. So here come the new five, the new group, five new contestants coming through. And let's just dive in. I don't think there's any reason to delay the inevitable. There were no guest judges we have to talk about or anything. So let's look at it. And let's say, Liana, take it away with the Black Swan.
Okay, sorry. I was trying to remember what that Taylor Hicks song that he came out right after Idol, the Do I Make You Proud? That was so bad.
No, you do not make me proud.
What, me or him?
Him.
Oh, okay. Thank God. Okay. I was like, oh, otherwise you really need to reevaluate this relationship. But anyway, all right. So moving on to the Black Swan. Okay. So Black Swan, the cluckle cloodle do is that the Black Swan has covered the monster.
A monster.
Okay. Yes. My brain changed it to the monster, AKA did a cover of a T-Pain song. It's how I am choosing to interpret this. However, it might not be the original monster. It could mean like Ms. Monster, right? Or even Grandpa Monster in some sort of weird circular universe that we're referencing things that are actually happening on the show. Possibly. Yeah.
Well, quick pause on that. I don't think Grandpa, because Grandpa wasn't even debuted yet. So I feel like that would be a miss.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I'm saying. Like some weird circular universe. Time is a construct. Jeremy Baramee and all that nonsense. But anyway, in addition to that, we got the other, like the main clue package, which is that her talent is incredibly rare. And then she like became someone else's prey and she got caught in a net. I'm not like, quite exactly sure what that means. But then there was the whole wanted sign for the world's rarest bird with her picture. And then like it had reward voucher, which is a super, super weird phrase. Like that's not what it's called. What is a reward voucher? Doesn't it just say reward?
I thought the reward was a voucher. Like.
Yeah, but what's the voucher for?
Who knows? But it's a voucher.
Yeah, but doesn't a voucher have to be for a thing? You can't just have a nondescript voucher.
I mean, you can, because then you call and you're like, hey, so what was the voucher for? Like, okay, so you get $20 off Sizzler and you're like, fuck that. I don't want to do this. Oh,
Yeah. But then it's a voucher for Sizzler. Okay, right, voucher, like, a small printed piece of paper that entitles the holder to a discount or maybe exchange for goods or services.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying that like if they have that piece of paper, then they can cash it in and get goods and services?
Yes, but we don't know where to. That's what I'm saying, is that it doesn't necessarily have to say from where or for what. But I thought that was a weird choice. Voucher makes me think that this... That word is extremely important in this clue for whatever reason.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying, is that it's so weird. It's not a thing. So that means it has to mean something. Okay. Mm-hmm. Other things I noticed were the five on the little pocket watch, swingy, pendulum-y, kind of dealio. So the bishop, the ring with a spotlight on it, the whole X factor thing, like the X on the ground that she was standing over, and then the red card and the castle. Those are like the big takeaways that I got from this clue package.
Yeah, for the five timepiece, I initially wrote 5 o'clock. I just think that's a five time. So five timer something. Five time.
Yeah. I like that.
Thank
five
you.
Five timer. Let me write that down.
Now, I'll be honest, I have no idea five time what, but I think whatever it is, they've gotten five of them. So
good for them.
Yeah.
Maybe so they have five toes.
That I'll take back the good for them then if they've lost five toes.
It doesn't help with the math. Oh, by the way, shout out to everybody who reached out after the last podcast to let me know that Kermit has eight toes.
Four on the left and four on the right.
Exactly. Thank you. Now, does that actually help all that much? No, because we're left with 138 toes, which is still not divisible by 10. So clearly someone's missing some toes.
It's divisible by 3.
But
I didn't say that matters. I just factually.
What do you think? It's three people and they each have 46 toes.
No, I'm just, you said it's not divisible by 10. I said, yeah, it's divisible by 3. And that's a thing I want to share. Yeah.
Okay, good. Come on, times tables or whatever it was. Did you ever have to learn your timetables?
I know them, but I know them in Farsi off the top of my head.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So I'll still say it in Farsi and then convert it to English.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. 99 is 81. Boom. Nailed it. Okay.
Is that what it is in Farsi also?
No.
981. Boom. Bomb.
No. That's Farsi.
Look, there we've learned so much today. Who said the Mass Singer podcast wasn't educational?
No one, but no one said it was educational either.
Aw.
I think the five time thing is a thing. I think that the big interesting stuff to me is the bishop. And then what would you say the diamond was on the side?
What do you mean? It was a diamond ring with a spotlight on it. So I don't know, maybe she's engaged or got engaged and was engaged to a bishop of a country.
No.
Of the Vatican, perhaps.
I think that, it's a rock, right? There's a spotlight on it. Could be like a rock star.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. That's not bad.
I mean, I don't know. I will get to the performance, but I don't necessarily feel strongly about the rock star thing. I do think that the spotlight on the ring makes it more than just a ring. I just don't know what it means.
I think an interesting thing to note here is that it wasn't in the clue package, but it was after or before she performs, where she talks about, well, this is far out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, that brings into question, okay, well, is she not a singing artist? Like, she's not a performer, but there's no way with that voice. There's just no way that she hasn't released music at some point or another. Like, maybe she's known for something else, like acting, but she has 100% released music because that voice is bomb.com.
So I think that it's more to me, the way I'm interpreting it is that the song was not in their comfort zone.
Okay. I like that. No, I like that. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Huh.
The castle looked very Disney-ish to me.
So Disney. So Disney.
I would like for us to remember the castle being Disney looking. So I don't know what that, again, don't know what that means. The red card, I can't decide if it's a red square, if it's a red card. Red card in soccer indicates being sent off. So could that be a thing? Like they've been sent off? I don't know what that.
Or what if it's like maybe she was like an actor or an actress in a soccer movie or something? You know what I mean? Like it could be like sort Amanda of tangentially Bynes. Related.
She's the man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's Amanda Bynes, but possibly.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen were in a soccer movie called Switching Goals.
You think this is both of them wrapped up into the Black Swan?
Imagine.
They're each in one leg.
I believe, Keira Knightley was in
Benda Like Beckham.
Benda Like Beckham. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's the full extent of my soccer movies, though. I don't know. I love all three of those movies. I've not watched any others.
Are those Disney films?
No. You know what? None of them are.
Okay. They don't necessarily have to be the same.
They could have done another movie and a Disney thing.
Right, exactly. But it was just because they were in the castle when they had the red card. So, I don't know.
Right. So I think that that's as far as I've gotten with the clues. I think the X spot, I know it's at, they said X Factor. I'm a big Got Talent viewer, and like in America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent, there's usually an X on the stage somewhere for like them to walk in and stand on. So yeah. I'm not willing to write out America's Got Talent, especially if this is a rare talent they have. What, like,
wait,
Got Talent show would have something.
Is that okay? Is that the Got Talent? What is X Factor? Does X Factor not have an X that you stand on?
Well, X Factor has the name X, right, in the name. And X, I think Factor it does have an stage. X in it. Because, like, also remember, America's Got Talent's the one where if the judges hit the red button, it highlights X on the top. So they also have X's there.
Okay, so technically none of the stages have X's on them, but they both, obviously X Factor and then America's Got Talent, both have X's in the theme. So okay,
there we go.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I bet it's someone who, but here's the thing though, is I'm not 100% convinced. It could be someone who's competed on the show, absolutely, for sure. I also think it could be somebody who has guested maybe, or was like a judge maybe, or something like that.
It's definitely possible.
I just
possible.
Feel like this is someone who's a really, 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 I mean, obviously a really, really, really good singer. Like to do Heart by Barracuda by Heart, like that song. And I told you this when we watched the episode live together. This is in Rock Band. This is a level 4 difficulty for vocals. Okay.
Yes.
This one's challenging. As someone who's tried to sing this song before and like, you know, try to get all the accolades or whatever on the video game. No. Very hard.
Very hard. Very hard.
Yeah, so obviously she's got to be a strong singer because we all know the Rock Band of it all.
Would you like to just dive into the performance then and tell us all your feels about it?
Okay, yeah, because TBH, don't have like a super, super good guess. I do have one guess that I want to throw out there. And part of that is based on the performance. So, okay, obviously super strong singer. I think the comment that you made about this is far outside her comfort zone, I 100% vibe with that because I felt like this isn't a genre that she's used to singing and it's a little bit outside of her comfort zone. I think that she's clearly an amazing singer. I think that she is someone who that is her profession. I really do. At the end of the day, just based on the strength of this performance.
Yeah, no, that's sound. I think that, let me quickly jump over to the judges' guesses. Yeah, I don't think it's anyone to do with Queen's Gambit. Can relax.
Yeah, sure,
I like Leona Lewis as a guest potentially, but
it's
almost
not her voice though. I don't hear it.
And I mean, I don't think I've listened to Leona outside of Bleeding Love. So I don't think it's her voice either, but that's what I'm saying is that actually I haven't said it yet, but doing this performance, I immediately felt like this is someone who's a singer, but I also felt like you're not giving us your full potential. I felt like we were getting some of their potential. So I think that this is a stronger singer than what they've let on so far.
But I think that's because this isn't their normal genre.
That's true.
That's my guess. Mm-hmm. Okay. So one of the people that I thought it could, so I was really taken by the whole cover of a monster one, like has covered a monster. So I Googled singers that have covered T-Pain and I found one woman, Ashley McBride. She's a country music like singer songwriter. Mm-hmm. She just released music in this past year. So like clearly, I've never heard of her before. But then that being said, I don't necessarily think that that matters. But she did a cover of T-Pain. So that's like my current thought. But I'm not 100% sure. Like I'm not locking that in.
Okay, that's fair. I think, can we really talk about that real quick? The Cloodle Do clues?
Yeah.
I feel like they've given us too much now.
I think so too. I'm not going to lie because it feels so obvious. Like, how is it not that?
Yeah, like I think especially we'll talk about one of these performers today where I feel like after trying to figure out who it was, the Cloodle Do was the nail in the coffin. I was like, okay, I think I got you now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like that they're doing this with us. And like, I understand it, but I wish we didn't need it. I feel like we didn't need it.
It's a little mask dancery in the sense of let me put a big old red circle around the thing that's the most relevant. Whereas because the Masked Singer, you get so much more information from the performances themselves. We don't necessarily need the added bonus of the cluckle doodle clues.
Cluckle doodle clues, which gives me a great segue before we talk more. Lovely listeners. I have a PSA. Is that a PSA? I don't know. I have a statement I've prepared. please don't at us with your guesses on who these performers are. Because it does feed into my bias sometimes. And then sometimes it just blatantly gives me who it could be. And I don't want that. So please don't do this.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that's it. That's it. I appreciate it. I appreciate you wanting to share, but also like, please don't do it.
Okay. Yeah.
So I thought that right out the gate, we got a great song from the Black Swan. I thought it was decent, good rock. I like the background, but like the chains and all the like fanciness there. So I did love that. Do you have anything else you want to talk about? I did also like the red motorbike. Like they definitely want us to think it's a rocker. I don't think it is. And I think that the Black Swan is someone who's got more energy and steps than what we saw. So I do think that the Black Swan is going to give us a little bit of a little bit more of a razzle dazzle next time.
Interesting. So, yeah, I'm excited to get more clues about her because I have a vault guess that I'm pretty interested in seeing whether or not that plays out. But at the moment, I don't feel confident enough to be like, yeah, I think it's this person. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I have a feeling my vault guess is going to be off, but that's also because I didn't really get much out of the Black Swan's clues, despite, you know, feeling like I'm figuring him out with the five times. And it's like, oh, I know it's a five times thing, but I don't know what for. So I didn't do much with that information.
Yeah, gotcha.
So as far as the judges' guesses, we've already talked through them. And I would like to now move on to the elder of the group, if we may.
So. Okay, wait, I just want to say from the get-go that when we were watching, because we did watch this live and then we watched separately, like on our own to like do more thinkings about it.
Yes.
And as soon as the Grandpa Monster came out, did I not say, wouldn't it be cool if this was actually someone young and they like threw the thing aside and all of a sudden they're young? Did I not say that?
You did.
Boom! Nailed it. Diana nailed it. Golden Ear, that's mine. Based on that, I know it.
That was great. So here comes Grandpa Monster. Their Cloodle Duas has trained for battle before. All right. And then we jump into the clue package. Grandpa Monster's been a troublemaker as a youngster. We see them like karate chop and kick stuff around and like kind of like, you know, cause a little bit of mayhem in the classroom. There's the number six on the board. And it's styled in like the X's and O's of like a football play. So that's the thing that I noticed. They're given a report card with the number 97 on it, 97%. They were a star pupil, which opened up was a star on the back of a web. Okay. And then there was a like a weight ball that said 6.2 tons. And there was a beach volleyball scene with two of the masked masked singers, the Men in Black. Sorry. And that's kind of all we got from the clue package. Did I miss anything from the clue package for you?
Okay, the only other thing that I had, but I have no idea what this means, do you remember the moment where there were all the different numbers?
Where there were all the different numbers.
Yeah, there was like an overlay of like a bunch of numbers like on the screen.
Yes.
It was like floating. Okay, so I paused it and I looked at the colors. You did?
I couldn't figure it out, so I just moved on, but I did pause it and look at it.
Okay, so there were a total of three colors. Yellow and white were the majority of numbers. So 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 all were in either yellow or white. Brown, my reveal. The number 2 was in brown, but it was not in white or yellow. So a brown number 2. What do we think that means?
Okay.
I'm not joking. This isn't a bit. It just so happens in my head that I connected the brown and the two thing, but put that aside. Flush that down the toilet. We're not talking about that. I think number two means something.
Is separate.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, so the number 2, the number 6, 6.2, 6.2. But boom boom boom. They go together. I'm telling you, there's something here. I don't know what it is, but so maybe like maybe it's not 6.2. Maybe it's like 6 and 2, or it's like 6/2, or it's like 6-2. Something with 6 and 2. Those are important.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Could just be a nod to someone's height potentially. Does the grandpa look 6'2" to you?
No, the grandpa looks tiny.
Okay. Yeah. So then. Let's try and put this together. So this is definitely someone who's a bit of a troublemaker by the sounds of it. They trained for battle before. I think the biggest one for me And the thing I would like to focus on moving forward, because I don't really have a specific like full-on guess here, I think that the star and the web behind it, we have to put together and say web star. So it's got to be someone who's like online famous, right?
Okay. So my first thought obviously was athlete, just based on the X's and the O's, and maybe he was like a troublemaker when he played, you know, sports like in college or whatever. Mm-hmm. But as overt as maybe the Cluckle Doodle Clues are, the main package is the like setting is not so obscure. Like we'll talk about when we talk about the Piglet, but like the Piglet was not on The Bachelor. I'm sorry. The Piglet was just not on The Bachelor. Okay.
Yeah.
So even though it's a whole Bachelor thing. So I was like, oh, maybe the athlete is maybe the secondary, the tertiary part of who this person is. And the main thing is this like web star. So either maybe like a YouTuber or a Twitch streamer or some type of other content creator. We've seen Ninja can't come on the show. So it's not outside of the realm of possibility for someone within sort of that sphere to be on the show.
And I do think that we live in a world now where there are a lot of athletes who do online stuff and are proficient. There are athletes who are on Twitch streaming. There are athletes who are very well known for their Instagram presence, right? So I think that it's not outside the realm of possibility that this is just an athlete who also has a pretty decent online personality that is not the exact same as them being an athlete, right? So I think that you put all those together and we'll probably get somewhere with it. The good news is that we're going to get more from the Grandpa Monster because, spoiler alert, Grandpa Monster's not leaving tonight. So that works out in our favor.
Yeah. I mean, because that's the other thing, too, is when you start to factor in the performance, they're all about the physical motion, right? Yeah, of course, they're singing, but that's obviously not the focus.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I think so. They come out, Grandpa Monster does exactly like Liana said, throws the walker to the side and jumps into a rendition of Mambo Number 5. And if you know me, you know that I love this song. So automatically I was like, all right, let's ride with this. I like this. Did you like, what I didn't like though, was like the clearly dressed up like an old lady backup dancers. I did not enjoy them.
Maybe they just had those leftover costumes. and so they wanted to go with it. It's part of the whole theme. You know, he like broke out of the nursing home and now he's here at the Masked Singer ready to perform and get his Mambo Number 5 on. I mean, he wasn't a bad singer, but, you know, we do have people who are professional singers on the show. So I think he probably does not fall under that category.
I think that this is someone who can carry a tune at least a little bit.
Yeah, like a singing in the shower kind of person, like myself included. So no shame, Grandpa Monster.
No shame. I think that if we look at the whole 10, all 10 people so far, I would argue that this is not someone I would put in the top five, maybe on the brink of taking fifth spot at best, but I don't think so.
I mean, it kind of depends on the razzle dazzle element of it all, because you could see the monster. And even when they were going to announce who was getting eliminated, the monster's all like crouched down doing the whole like T-Pain thing. By the way, T-Pain did it first. So get out of here, Grandpa. But that's part of their whole aesthetic.
Yeah, well, that was my complaint when we saw this costume, was like, stop trying to give us different iterations of the monster. Give us something else. Like, I don't want anyone tainting T-Pain's legacy.
Ugh, if anyone does that. Ugh.
I know. So I think that, yeah, ultimately this was a decent performance. The bingo like theme in the background I was fine with. I liked it. It was a fun razzle-dazzle performance. I would like to reemphasize that just because the monster jumped and did two high kicks doesn't mean they're going to be great on the razzle dazzle. That might be the only thing they can do, but they are high energy and I do appreciate
their
high
energy
of it.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good distinction to make, is that do they have the dance skills? I don't know, but they're high energy. You know what I mean? And what's his face from the Jersey Shore made it super far on Masked Dancer by essentially just running around and being high energy. So, you know, whatever works.
Yeah, I think that, let's be honest here, this is someone who's probably between the ages of 20 and 30. I don't think this is anyone older.
Oh, for sure it's someone younger, I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even just in the voice, I think, as well, you can tell that they're younger. But yeah, I think, look, I'm sort of locked in on the whole streamer YouTuber thing. I don't know enough to pinpoint somebody. I don't know. Like, it's funny because who was talking about DJs? Nicole. And she like listed all of the most famous DJs. So like, what am I going to be out here being like, yeah, it could be PewDiePie. It could be, you know, like Markiplier, right. Whatever. Like, no, I don't know, but I do think that's the category that I'm zoning in on.
Yeah, I think this is either a like you internet personality who has athletic capabilities or is an athlete who has a decent internet presence. It's one of the two,
right.
Because I would argue that Ninja, yes, was a streamer, but did not have the rapid movement that this person has. So
no, I mean, the ice cream just sort of like walked around stage. His lanky yes. butt just slipping and sliding.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
All right. I might be able to blend in the background sometimes, but I'm no chameleon. However, this next performer is most definitely a chameleon. So, Liana, let's talk about the chameleon, because I think you could attest to this. I'm pretty sure I got the chameleon within 5 seconds of them singing.
Yeah. And it's not Chameleonaire.
It is not Chameleonaire, as much as that would have been a great guess. At some point, they're going to give us the obvious, oh, it's the Fox, it's Jamie Foxx. Like, that's going to happen at some point.
One day.
Yeah. But this is not it.
No, you knew immediately.
I've mentioned this before. Like, as far as researching goes, I might be a hit or miss because, like, there's a big gap in my pop culture knowledge outside of like the 80s, anything after like the 80s or before the 80s, I'm out on. I don't know anything at all. Even the 80s, I'd be barely there. 90s and after, I'm better at. So I benefited from this because this is someone who I've listened to before. This is someone I've seen live before. So immediately I was like, I know you, good sir. But let's talk about it. Okay. So the Cloodle Do had a history with gemstones. I've already connected the dot for this one. The clue package itself, they talked about a wild ride, the license plate, red camo flag. They said they put the tech in Technicolor. Their pops taught them how to keep up with the times. The book said IT on it, or it. And then there was a 007 at one point. There was the number 23 at one point. There was a firework thing. Then there was Beware of Pit. They were playing with a joystick, and they said they were not going to be blending in.
Just tell me how it all connects.
Okay.
Because what are we going to like patter foot around this? No, we're not. No pitter patter here. Just explain.
Again, let me make this clear that I believe I've gotten the person based on the voice. I could still be wrong.
But it was like super impressive. And then you connected all the clues. So as someone who has not as much experience in this genre/arena, I trust you. And
thank you.
I'm going to Ken Jeong this and steal your guess. So it's fine.
Well, so the music starts happening and the chameleon is singing Ride With Me by Nelly. And right as the chameleon starts singing, I was like, I've heard this voice. I told Liana, like, I closed my eyes. I just visualize. It's Wiz Khalifa. Okay. So Wiz Khalifa is the chameleon. Now, here's how I get there when I put the clues together. Mind you, I can only fit 3 clues to him. Okay. But I feel good about them because one of them's the Cloodle Do. So the first clue that I figured out was the number 23. There is a song out there. It's a Miley Cyrus, Mike Will Made It, Wiz Khalifa tune. I think a lot of us have heard it. It's called 23. Okay. So that's the thing. That's one. Yeah. The second thing is the 007. Now, I think this is supposed to make you think James Bond. However, what is James Bond? A movie, right? 007, James Bond movie. This has to do with a movie that is linked to Wiz Khalifa, and it is not James Bond. It is Fast and Furious 7. The last scene in the movie is the Paul Walker scene that everyone knows, with the background music, See You Again, Charlie Puth featuring Wiz Khalifa. That is the most popular track that Wiz Khalifa's been on ever. So I think it's a nod to that. And then the last one is the clue it'll do, which is has a history with gemstones. Wiz Khalifa was with for a long
Amber
time.
Amber Rose, baby. Amber Rose. Amber, boom, nailed it. Oh, there look at go. Me. I'm genius. I
he literally waited for me to reveal and steal my clue. Nice.
Yeah. Do you think, did he ever, I'm sure he collaborated with T.I. Do you think that's what the IT is, just backwards?
It is. I think he has. I don't think he hasn't. I'm not quite sure exactly what the IT is exactly. Mm-hmm. But I do think that, I think the things I've mentioned now here should link up to him. And obviously the voice does. I've seen Wiz in concert back in 2012. So immediately I was like, I've seen this. Like, he is a lanky guy. He's a tall guy. So like the build fits completely. So I think this is Wiz Khalifa final answer, genuinely. However, I've also had this feeling about the mushroom in the past. So I stand to be corrected, but given the, again, and this is why I don't like the Cloodle Doos. Given the gemstone thing, I'm even more confident now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no, I mean, the thing is that I wanted to do my own little research. And everything seems to fit. There are a couple other clues also when you start to put it together. So, for example, one of the things that he says is like, at the beginning, unlike my fellow cams, and he says it cams, Wiz Khalifa's name is Cameron.
That's good.
Cameron. I like that. Again, it could be a little bit of force fitting, but I feel like there are a lot of those types of clues that you can make it work. So I don't know. That combined with the voice just makes me feel like this is the correct answer.
That clue is literally, we had with the Rottweiler, you know, make my daughters proud. And it's like, daughters, Daughtry? It made sense. So I feel good about that as well. I mean, I think this fits. This fits. I'm excited. This was a fun song, Did Ride With Me by Nelly. And there were the moments where, like, you could tell he's not going to be singing. I think he's going to be leaning into the frog of it all with more of the picking, like, the feel-good rap songs and giving us more of a razzle-dazzle, which I'm 100% here for, by the way. However, I did think in the moment watching the show in real time that if there's no one worse than the chameleon's going tonight.
I was terrified that, especially as soon as you were like, oh, it's a rapper. I was like, okay, goodbye.
Yeah, I don't.
The history with the show.
I hate that they've made this a thing now where it's like, oh my God. And like, the thing is, it's clearly like rap is my genre. So like when I hear them, I'm like, it's you. And then they leave immediately and it sucks. So
yeah,
I am happy that the chameleon rides another day. Especially, I did like the whole performance. So the rapping was good, but then also I like that the whole motif of the Western bar with the mechanical bull. I like that one of the backup dancers was actually riding the mechanical bull at one point. I like the stars on the background. This was a fun performance. It was a good bridge in the middle of the show to like tie the beginning and the end of the show together. I was very happy with this performance overall.
Me too. You could tell that definitely this isn't a singer, but then once he kind of gets into the more rappy part of it, it flows so well. Yeah. It's really gorgeous, really smooth. Mm-hmm. He lost a little bit of breath at one point, but I think that was also because of the singing part of it. I would say overall, it was a little bit of a rough start, but then once we kind of got past the first part, I was jamming. I was having a great time and really enjoyed this. So I was so happy that the chameleon stayed because I was terrified for him.
Same. As far as the judges go, Jenny McCarthy said, I'm stumped. And I thought, how are you stumped? This is not a hard one to me.
She's the queen.
Oh, are you sick of that yet? Like the fact that she's wearing should I come in with like a king mask or helmet? No, crown. I mean, should I be doing that? Should I be coming into like royal music? I feel like that's ridiculous. Like it's too much, but it's the Masked Singer, so they're obviously going to keep milking this. I do love the storyline.
It's game changing.
Oh my God. Yeah, everything's game changing. I'm very happy with the storyline of Ken trying to go for the golden ear. I am loving that narrative. I am here for that. I'm not going to lie to you, especially because it seems like a pipe dream, but also spoiler alert, Ken is in the lead, tied for the lead now.
He's tied. He's tied for the lead. We'll see how things go, but that is a good sign for him.
I like it. I like it.
Good for him.
What did you think of Nicole guessing Nick Cannon?
How did that make it through the editing? I don't know. It just felt super insensitive. Like, y'all, he's gone because he has COVID.
Well, it's very clear.
Throw that out there.
Here's the thing. They've not made any mention of it at all.
But they said, we hope you feel better. Didn't they say something like that in the first episode? But they never mentioned COVID or something. I don't know. Whatever. Vague, I'd have to go back. I feel like they're contractually obligated to mention his name a certain number of times. And so this was just one of those moments.
There was that. And then the fact that he gave Ken Jeong a present.
Oh, yeah. He gave it. Not going to lie. I did laugh at that. That was actually quite funny.
Very funny. I did like that a lot. And then
Ken struggling to sit in the little child's booster seat was really funny. And Robin Thicke is actually quite clever, as much as, you know, like, but the banter.
He's got good banter.
He's got good banter. Very, very enjoyable for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I've made it clear he's my favorite of the four judges for both like investigative purposes. And also he's got good rapport with every judge up there and is very quick to the draw as far as the joke goes. So I do appreciate that. He probably has like the third best dress sense though. I don't like the shirt he was wearing whatsoever. It looked like a mangled painting, but like in shirt form. I hated it.
Okay. Well, when we do rankings of the different judges, we can rank on different, obviously, strengths and weaknesses, like different categories. And fashion will for sure be one of them.
All right. Yeah. Tune in for the Masked Singer season 8, episode 12, 4 months from now, when we talk about during the sing along special. We'll do that instead.
Yeah.
All right, Liana, would you like to rise from the ashes and talk about the Phoenix, please?
Ooh, yeah, okay, I can do that. Okay, so I just want to point out that while this was happening, you were like, oh my God, it could be RuPaul. It could be RuPaul. And then I was like, oh my gosh, it could be RuPaul. What if it's RuPaul? And then immediately as soon as the song started, I was like, nope.
It's not RuPaul.
It is 100% not RuPaul in any sense of the word at all whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was, when was the season? Was it, it was the leopard, right? The sort of the concept of, RuPaul could do the show sort of got brought up initially. So it's always a little bit in the back of my head, which is I get why they have the shame jar, because you kind of get these certain celebrities in your head of, it could be them. It could be them. What if they're on the show? And so RuPaul for me is now going to start to fall under that category of it's only a matter of time. But anyway, that's besides the point. Okay, so here are the clues for the Phoenix. So the clue goes to the clue doodle doo only has one speed, 76 miles per hour. There were the references to here's the tea, sipping tea. I'm a winner, baby. I've been on the cover of many magazines, but I've hidden behind a mask most of my life. There was the Hope Scope 81 sort of telescope prop that showed up a few times in the sky. There were a few different constellations. So there was a car, ballet shoes, and a crown. There was also a lot of talk about like, my father, like inspiration from my dad. And then there was a picture of little Phoenix with their dad and then a USA cake. And then all of the little phoenixes, the baby phoenixes, the phoenies. Wait, isn't that a thing? Wasn't there a school that wanted to name themselves after the phoenixes, and then it's something Phoenix school mascot? I'll figure it out. Anyway,
online school.
No, not the Phoenix, but it was the phoenixes or something like that.
Okay,
and then they were like, you can't be the phoenixes.
I beg you, move on.
We get your point. I'll figure it out. Sorry, all I can think about is penises. Okay. Yeah, that's all I got for the clues. Lots of babies.
Okay. So yeah, basically, not spoilers to anybody who's gotten this far into the podcast, but the Phoenix is going to lose on the night. And within a matter of 5 seconds of the Phoenix singing TikTok by Kesha, you knew it was over. You knew the chameleon was safe.
Yeah, I was like, a chameleon safe. Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Well, I was also kind of like bracing myself for a shenanigans like last week where the raccoon survived. I was like, imagine we get to the final eight with both the raccoon and the Phoenix alive, like genuinely. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't to be the case. This ends. I'll just quickly tell you what my notes are for the performance. TikTok by Kesha. Fire looks good, dot, dot, dot. The background looks good. The costume is nice. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I've got for you.
It's a little bit like TikTok on the clock because the party don't stop now. Oh, 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 oh. It's like a,
it's like
when
you
do text to speech.
Yeah. If you got Siri to sing the song right now.
Yeah. Baby, 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 I'm on fireball.
Yeah. We did that once, right? We did that with the fireball. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's so funny.
Season 3.
Great oldies. Yeah.
What a vibe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is Caitlyn Jenner. And the clues fit very easily once you think about them. So 76, was that to do with the Olympics?
Let's see. So Caitlyn Jenner, bomp, bomp, bing, bonk, bonk.
I thought that, so I thought for me, the reason.
That's Montreal Olympics.
Okay, then there you go. Yep. Or was that the year that they won the Olympic medal?
Gold medal in the decathlon in 1976.
There we go. That Montreal. Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. And then I think the biggest one is like, I think the panel got it right. Jenny McCarthy and Ken Jeong both had the same guess, and mm-hmm. I think that it was a combination of the Emmy and then the Phoenixes, the baby Phoenixes that made sense, like a whole family of Phoenixes. So that mm-hmm. made sense. And I think that the hidden behind a mask for most of my life, I think that mm-hmm. was the big giveaway now that you look at it in post. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, I did not get, Caitlyn Jenner until the judges mentioned it. And then it all fit as I was sitting there. I was like, oh yeah, it's definitely Caitlyn Jenner. I would not have guessed that.
It was kind of one of those and then the voice fit and it was just it's definitely it can't be anybody else.
Yeah. Do you think this was the biggest publicity stunt casting as far as like capability to personality ratio or capability to identity ratio?
I just wonder if Caitlyn Jenner was like, saw Wendy Williams and thought, mm-hmm. oh, I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So from between like capability to fame ratio is what I meant to say. I think she's one of the bigger names they've had.
Sarah Palin is more of a shock factor, but
yes.
I don't know. Just because the Kardashian, that whole clan, right? The Jenners, the Kardashians, all of them, just lump them all. They're just so everywhere.
But like this was the first time they've ever been able to get, because the closest they've gotten before this was when they got Jordan Woods, right? Because she was best friends with one of the Kardashians.
Yeah.
And had a falling out. So I do think that this is the closest they've ever gotten. And probably if I'm thinking like they're not going to get Kylie, Kendall, Chloe,
no.
Kim. So Courtney, I think this is the closest they're going to get to have someone from the family. Mm-hmm. I think if we were to do a tier list, which we're not doing, but at some point if we did, I think that this falls into like bottom four first performances of all time. And I think the raccoon is still worse, right? Is that the same for you?
Than this, yes, because there were words in this performance, not just noises. So yeah, this was better.
Wild to say that. That's wild to even say that out loud.
I mean, Mickey Rourke's is still easily the worst, just based on also the sort of like stoned, drunk energy of it all.
Yeah, I had blocked out the gremlin from my mind, but that did happen. That was less than a year ago.
That was less than a year ago?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. The world is wild. It really is wild. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
So You know what? Weren't we wrapping up season three when I first moved?
Bruh, I don't know.
It's a lot happening.
Right, there's so much happening.
All right. All right. We move. So then, as far as the guesses go, we had RuPaul was Ken Jeong's guess out loud. Caitlyn Jenner was Jenny McCarthy's. And then Jonathan Van Ness was Nicole Scherzinger's. And then.
Yeah, no.
Liana's like, I've heard enough of this. So
I couldn't with Ken.
Yeah. I mean, I think you add RuPaul to the shame jar. And you add, we'll talk about the next
one. Why is Adam Lambert not on the shame jar? That's what I want to know.
I feel like Lindsay Lohan has not been mentioned as much as they put her on the shame jar. I feel like she's not mentioned as often. I don't know why she's on the shame jar.
I don't know.
Are we going to see the shame jar ever again?
Jar. I mean, they should.
They should. Yeah. Well, sometimes I'm digging for truffle. No.
Is that like a dirty thing?
No, because pigs dig for truffle.
Hey, girl.
No.
What do you want to do tonight? Let's dig for some truffle.
You can't see me, but I'm face palming right now.
I believe it.
All right. Let's go over to Winnie the Pooh's sidekick. It's the piglet. Okay.
This thing's terrifying. I hate it.
The piglet is nightmare fuel. The piglet
costume is scary.
Very similarly to the second Russian doll, if the piglet was walking up to me in like a deserted area, I would be terrified of the slow walk forward.
Yeah, this is the thing that it's, you know, maybe it's like a little bit dirtier, but then it pops its head in an alleyway when you're trying to walk home. And it's the last thing you see before you die. I hate it so much.
And I don't like the fact that the piglet is someone who's happy and high energy. It makes it worse for me.
I know, right? But I mean, and we can talk about this. The fact that the piglet came on and was like, I learned 4 days ago that I was going to be on the show.
Nuts.
My guess is that this piglet costume was made for someone else. Mm-hmm. My, of course, immediate theory is, someone got tested positive for COVID and had to drop out and they had to grab somebody else. But it could also just be, somebody dropped out for non-COVID related reasons. But that has to be the case. I just can't imagine the person who I think is in this costume picking this outfit. But so maybe. I don't know.
It's interesting to me because let's say the piglet, 4 days being announced, we know that there's wild cards in the wings. If the other ones were not contacted any later, why did the piglet get a pass to the top 10?
That's right? Actually a good shot. Like, what if they should have, what they should have done is taken one of the wild cards, slotted them in here, and then because, well, I don't know. It depends how many days are in between the filming. Because, like, right. How many days does it really make? Because, like, what if they had already filmed all the wild card promo stuff? And so they were like, well, we don't want to have to come back in and fix all that. We'll just fix the one thing.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Fair. It makes it very complicated for sure. But I would like to say, Liana, this is another performer that I'm pretty sure we've found out.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think so too.
So this was, not going to lie to you, this was a bit of a combo platter. Liana and I we put our heads together on this one. We were watching it live last night and I asked Liana one clarifying question. She answered it and then we got to the answer. Real quick. So let's talk about the clue package for the piglet. So the cloodle doodle do.
Okay, what actually is it?
Cloodle do. I don't
it's
know.
Just a cloodle. No, but cloodle do is the person. So the clue, it's got to be the cloodle do clue, right?
I don't know what to do. Cloodle do.
Cloodle doodle do. Oh, howdy do, you cloodle do.
I hate this. Okay. So the
all right. I'm going to look it up. I need to know now. All right. But so you keep going.
I'll keep going. So the cloodle do is knows how to stay cool even in the heat. All right. And then the clue package is very much set up in this bachelorette type thing where you're supposed to think this is someone who is linked to the Bachelor franchise. There's talks about roses. They said the word love on a second date. They had a public, like a heartbreak that everyone saw, like a public breakup. And it's the first round, but I'm falling for you already. All right. Mm-hmm. Now let's take that, rewind it back.
Okay. So here's what it is. It's Cloodle Doo's clue for you.
I hate that.
Cloodle Doo clue for you. Cloodle Doo's clue for you. Say that three times fast. Cloodle Doo's clue for you. Cloodle Doo's clue for you.
Cloodle Doo's clue for you. Cloodle Doo's clue for you. Cloodle Doo's clue for you.
Okay, show off.
All right. Speaking of showing off, let me flex how we got here. Okay. So we were talking about this with last night about the Piglet's clue package. And Liana, what was the thing I asked you?
Okay. Your question was, do you think what did you ask me? It was something like, do you think they were?
I said, do you think this is a singer? Right?
Yeah. Do you think this is a real singer? And I was like, yes, for sure. 100%.
Yeah. So then I said, my response was, so then I think we have to eliminate the Bachelor stuff. Cause I don't recall there's a Bachelor. Like, this isn't like there was a singer that did Survivor and that's Chase Rice. It wasn't, I don't recall
Could
hearing.
Could you imagine?
No, I don't want to, but listen, weirder things have happened on The Masked Singer as evident by these last two episodes.
True.
So I was like, we have to eliminate the Bachelor like theme, but also it was a big part of it. What else could it have been? Who's a singer that's been linked to something like this? And then the light bulb went off for us right then and there.
And you were like, Nick Lachey hosted Love is Blind.
And we binged that together during quarantine.
Yes. And so, then the clue for you was knows how to stay cool even in the heat. And I was like, 98 degrees. Boom. It's done.
Public breakup Jessica with Simpson. Jessica Simpson.
Boom.
Done.
Yeah. Nailed it. Then it was 100% domino effect. And then listening to the performance, I didn't grow up during the boy band era for this to not pay off one day. That that is Nick Lachey, and you can't convince me otherwise.
I don't think I need to. I'm feeling pretty good about this as well myself. Can I say what I've thought about mostly over anything?
Yes.
I hate the fact that this costume is going to go far. Not that Nick Lachey is going to go far. That this costume is going to go far. This is like the only the second time where they've got a mechanical aspect to a costume where like the little propeller on the hat keeps moving. But I hate it. I hate the Piglet.
Because when we think about sort of, you know, who from the previous seasons has fallen under this sort of boy band category, like I would put Jesse McCartney in there. You know, you have to put Nick Carter in there. You have to put Joey Fatone in there. They've all had cool costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Nick Lachey is going to go deep as the Piglet just hurts my soul. Can we have a mid-season costume change for him?
I need to know who this was made for. I really do. I want to know who they hate, because like this was not made for someone with love on the mind. This was not.
So, no, but like the thing is this is the type of costume I could see working for certain types of people, and I could see them wanting to sort of be this aesthetic. But this is not. I mean, I don't know. Maybe something's happened in the previous like few years. I just feel like if Nick Lachey is going to have a choice over something, he's not going to pick something like this.
Hey, I don't know. Maybe he's into this costume, because definitely talked about, oh, I'm a ham. I love this. I love being on TV. Maybe for all we know, this was their choice. Maybe.
That's true.
Maybe they were going to be the Piglet in the wild cards. And then maybe once the person who was in this slot got removed, they were like, all right, Piglet, we're moving you up a bump. We're bumping you into the main show.
No, because they said, I didn't know I was doing the show.
Well, maybe they meant that specific taping.
Like today's performance is what I didn't know I'd be doing.
You're right. Ultimately, I am happy that the Piglet
I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm so excited. I can't help but, you know, there seems to be one every season and I don't care. I will root for the boy band.
The nostalgia. It's 100% nostalgia factor for us.
I know. They should do an all boy band season. How fun would that be?
I disagree severely. I think that'll just ignite all the boy band wars of this person is better. This band is better.
Oh my gosh. Like, that's so true. Maybe that's the good thing about having them split up among like, seasons. We can appreciate all of the boy bands for everything that they brought.
No. And they've used they're probably the next Backstreet Boy they're going to have on is Brian, and like he's problematic and I don't want that. They're never going to, no one puts respect on my boy Kevin's name and I'm upset about it still. So give me Kevin or give me none of them.
Yeah, you're a big Kevin stan. Well, the thing is though, you can start to put, look, the boy band era runs deep. So we're hitting the main ones, okay, right? So we've gotten the NSYNC, we've gotten the Backstreet Boys, we've gotten 98 Degrees. Like, I would say those were sort of the top three of the era.
Who's the next one? What?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. LFO. What were other boy bands at the time?
Wait, who's LFO?
The girls were Abercrombie and Fitch.
Do not know who this is.
What?
Yeah, I don't recall any of
the thing is I don't know how far you expand out, right? Because I mean, if you're gonna do
I'm gonna have to hear
new
them.
Kids on are you gonna do New Kids on the Block? Are you gonna do
should
like O-Town? What about O-Town?
O-Town would be great, but also I only know one song from O-Town, but it's one of my favorites. You're my butterfly.
Oh, what about Boys to Men?
That would be great.
That would be amazing. I would be so down.
Same.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, let's talk about the fact that so we hated this hat. The song performance was anything but hate. It was phenomenal. Speechless by Dan plus Shay.
Yep.
There we go. Nailed it. The voice is phenomenal. We've been new. And I loved it. I loved it. The guesses I did not love from the judges. Adam Lambert, as you've mentioned, was the Jar one from Ken Jeong.
Jar.
And then Charlie Puth was Nicole's one.
Jar.
I think that the way they focus on the, Rose Thorne, Bella Thorne, someone who dated Bella Thorne, and like that's what they're doing is a mistake, obviously. And then I think there's a lot of focus on like the Bachelor motif. So, right. I mean, it doesn't shock me that not all of them are going to be well-versed in the Love is Blind of it all. That was a show that was on Netflix. Granted, it was a pretty big show at the time. When it came out, but I think that it ended up getting overshadowed by the likes of Too Hot to Handle and some of the other and then Love Island came back. So I think that it ended up getting buried because it was more of a start of the year show. And then a lot of other things came in on the second half. So it makes you forget.
I just have a hard time believing. And I think there's a reason why we weren't shown Robin Thicke's guess. Like there's no way he doesn't know who this is.
Robin Thicke. Yeah, you know what? That is absolutely right. We did not hear Robin Thicke's guess.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
He knows. I mean, I'm sure he's going to throw out some other guesses, right? Because we know from people who have been to the taping that the judges will throw out multiple guesses and then they'll sort of pick and choose. But I mean, give me in.
Yeah, I think that's actually a good shot. I did not think about the fact that Robin Thicke probably knows who this is. And like they don't want him. Like that's the thing we've learned too. They will never want you to hear the right guess for someone that's going to be there till the end. No way. No
yeah,
way.
Of course not. Yeah.
So I think that makes a lot of sense. And then we got before we ended up going to the reveal of who's going home, we got a cloodle-doo clock clue. Or it was a cloodle-doo clue. And the clue that they said that the judges may have missed was the clock behind the piglet. Now, given that we know who this is, I'm pretty sure, like 98% sure, did this clue mean anything to you?
Oh, I didn't bother to try to put any of the pieces together after the first one. I just, as soon as the, like, just hearing the voice, I was done.
For me, figuring out the Love is Blind thing gave me enough confidence to say that I think this
the
is
show, the show, what they call the show in the clue package is Love in the Mud. Love is Blind, Love in the Mud. I don't know. Look, whatever. It fits.
Then the question mark being like, you don't know. Love is Blind.
Yeah, Love is Blind. It's a question mark.
It's like the John Cena of dating shows.
You can't see it. Yeah, this was it. No. This was like once we figured it out, this was me rolling up for the class being like, oh, I already passed. All right, I'm out.
Yeah. Like, oh, is this a pass fail? I'm not going to do more.
Already passed. I'm not taking the exam.
So again, to go back to, I think, two things, right? So I think with Masked Singer season 4, we were definitely struggling and figuring the people out.
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah, I think it was a combination of I don't know these celebrities and there wasn't as many very much leaning clues. And then this season, I feel like I know these people better. They're more they're more of my time, or at least the ones I figured out. And like now with this overpowered cloodle-doo mess, I don't love it.
I don't know the like the appropriate way to phrase this, but I feel like these people are more famous.
No, I 100% agree.
is that rude?
No. This is more of the cast I thought we were going to get in season four. Remember, we were asked by someone, one of our listeners, hey, do you think that this season is going to be the most famous or they're not going to find people? And I said, you know what? Most famous. Mm-hmm. It's the pandemic. Everyone's home. They're going to be called up for a job. They'll do it. It's easy pickings. That wasn't the case. This season feels like they went all out and they've brought in a big cast. Now, do we know all of them? No. But so far, two reveals, I would argue two back-to-back, easily two of the bigger reveals we've had in a while.
Right. So, and even if the Kermit the Frog thing was a stunt, I mean, that's still... It's still a big name for a puppet. But the other thing, too, is we have the wild cards. I don't know how that's going to factor in. We got to see in this episode sort of the shadow of a lobster-looking thing.
Yeah.
Right. So and we do hear that there's going to be the wild cards showing up in the next week's episode. So but that'll be for Group A. But, you know, who knows on those? I don't know. I'm really enjoying the season so far.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely enjoying it very much as well. And I definitely don't feel like we jumped in on the wrong foot. With like last year, I feel like they took the wind out of my sails by taking Busta Rhymes out first. But I'm feeling good right now. I'm feeling excited. I would argue what the biggest name of last season, Liana, was Nick Carter, right? I'm looking at it. So
I mean, obviously it depends sort of what arena you're in, but just by sort of... Yeah, worldwide fame. I would say probably Nick Carter, Bob Saget, maybe Mickey Rourke, but he just doesn't even count.
Yeah.
Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes. Listen, I know my Busta Rhymes. And more people need to know their Busta Rhymes, but I don't think everyone knew their Busta Rhymes.
If you're asking people on the street, I would probably say Bob Saget or Nick Carter.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. And right now, I feel like we've got two that most people on the street would recognize and know. So, yeah. There you go. We get to the final guesses of the evening. Robin Thicke said and stuck with Laverne Cox. Okay. Nicole Scherzinger started with Perez Hilton, ended with Jonathan Van Ness. And then Jenny said and kept Caitlyn Jenner. And Ken Jeong said Caitlyn moved to RuPaul. Now, I have a question for you. Clearly, he waffled. He moved to RuPaul, but they still gave him the vault guest points. What is your thought on this? Should they have removed the points?
No. 100%. The points for the Golden Ear should only be based on, or you do a totally different competition, because I think that the way that the Golden Ear points work is it's only based on your locked in guess. Mm-hmm. It's not based on who you guess at the time. They could have a separate competition if they defined it that way, of it's what you guess right then in the episode when that person gets eliminated. But based on what I understood from the rules and regulations of the Golden Ear, it is your locked in guess. So even if he changed it, it didn't matter because the locked in guess didn't change. Does that make sense? The vault guess or whatever.
That does make sense to me. Yeah.
Okay.
I 100% also agreed. I did not think that this should have changed. I mean, I don't think that it should have not counted, because obviously, I'm going to say something night one, and then as we go forward, I'm going to change my mind or figure out I'm right or wrong or whatever. And if I happen to be right on the hunch, I should still get rewarded for the hunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So congratulations to Ken Jeong hitting the board before Robin or Nicole.
Look at him go.
Yeah.
So proud.
Yeah. And then next week, we're going to get the first wild card game. So
I know. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what the format's going to look like.
So there's four people on each side now, right?
Yes, there's four people left. And we know we have a total of four wild cards. Mm-hmm. So my guess is that one is going to come in? Or you think two? So
I'm curious, and I'll quickly try and look up if there's any information out. Okay. I assume, I'm trying to figure out if it's like the circle where it's like, oh, now they're just a new person that's a regular contestant. Or it's whoever's in the bottom goes head to head with a wild card to like SmackDown or something. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because I don't understand what a wild card means, if not.
No one does. It's provocative. Okay. Well, while you try to find out information, I also have some information update. Okay. So the Phoenixes, so it was Farmington High School that picked the phoenix as their mascot. But then, and I quote from the Salt Lake Tribune, the name continues to stir up its own criticism. Farmington Mayor Jim Talbot has joined the group of concerned parents and community members who say the proposed symbol for the city's new high school isn't going to work either because the mascot has come under crude jokes both locally and on the national scene, claiming the plural pronunciation sounds like male anatomy. Phoenixes.
Phoenixes.
Okay, nailed it.
All right, so I pulled up a Entertainment Weekly, an EW article here for information here. Not that I don't want to hear more about Phoenixes, but
Phoenixes.
In the interest of wild cards and segues, we move on. Okay, surprises around every corner, all to make you guess who's behind the mask. But no one is safe because we're introducing characters so talented and so secret, I can't even show them to you. These surprise wild cards take the stage at the end of the show for a chance to unseat another contestant in the group and join the race for the golden mask.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm going to hate this. I'm going to hate this. If they just get to show up at the end and be like, what up? I'm challenging you.
Yeah. So
I don't know. I don't even know how they should do this in a way that wouldn't make me upset. Just put him in as a normal contestant.
So then says the clip also shows the first snippets of Cloodle Do in action. Also this season, this delightful rooster is, quote, a mask not here to sing, but to disrupt the game completely. Throughout the season, this costume celebrity gives the audience extra new clues that the panelists don't see and sometimes crashes the stage to help or mess with the panelists.
Define delightful.
Define necessary. Define game changer.
Define game changer.
Please define game changer, because not a, you can't be like, oh, game changer. No.
No. All right. Well, look, the good news is that we're going to find out soon, less than a week. We're going to know what the wild cards are like. And I promise not to be too upset.
I don't think you will be upset. You will have fun. I'm trying to inception you. You will have fun.
I will have fun. I will have fun. I will have fun. Liana, you're going to have so much fun. This is going to be so fun.
Having fun.
Wild cards. Fun. Wow. Cool.
Yeah. All right. So, Liana, where can people find you? And what do you have going on?
Well, if nobody has any questions, then you can find me on social media at Liana R-H-A. Oh, wait, just on Twitter. On Twitter, at Liana R-H-A-P. That's me on Twitter. I'm talking about Drag Race with Amon, with Beth, wrapping up UK, still in the middle for some reason of US, speaking of RuPaul. I'm twitching. I'm doing the Twitch thing, and you can follow me at twitch.tv/LianaIsm.
Aw, lovely stuff.
Lovely stuff.
And you can find me. First of all, can I just say thank you so much to those of you who left reviews this past week.
Yay!
We got a couple of new reviews on the plate, which I do appreciate. The goal is to get to 100 right now. I believe we're still about 13 short. But if you would like to leave a rating or a review, please go over to robinswebsite.com/MaskedSinger. That's MASKED. SINGER. That would be very much appreciated. And you can find me on all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, twitch.tv. It's Puyaism for all three of those. As far as podcasting goes, I've just got back and talked with Rob Cesternino all about the latest 90 Day Fiance episode. We had the lovely Sasha Joseph with us, and it was a great, great time. So definitely do check that out. Obviously I will be talking more Big Brother Canada on Fridays with Taryn Armstrong, live feed update things, available on the Rahab Up Network as well. In addition to, I will be covering The Circle, season 3, Civilian Edition, UK, with Taryn Armstrong as well. We've talked about the celebrity circle that's already finished. You can find that on The Circle, feed as well as the Rahab Ups feed as well. And then obviously the Civilian Edition coming through. There's a lot going on over here, but I'm very grateful for all of these opportunities to break bread with everyone and chat with y'all and voice my glee and frustrations with every show that comes across our tables. Liana, do you have anything else you want to say before we head on out?
No, I'm good. I love wild cards.
Are you trying to mentally prep yourself for next week in the background?
I'm scared I'm going to hate it. What if I hate it? Puya?
Liana, worst case scenario, right? You hate it.
Yeah.
And then you remind yourself that there's plenty of people you like on the show.
Yeah.
And you remember that reality TV at its core is dumb, but we love dumb stuff. Okay.
Okay.
And if you hate it and it's controversial and like you're big mad, you're probably not the only one being big mad. And I'm sure if anyone else is big mad after the next Masked Singer episode, at Liana and be like, I'm also big mad. And then she'll know a lot of us were big mad. Okay.
Big man.
All right. And before that happens, we have to get out of here. So you take care. Have a good week. And we will unmask you at the end of the first wildcard session next episode. Bye.